You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Hey there, welcome to Happy-Go-Lucky, Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael here with you, where we always like to keep an upbeat attitude around here. Oh yeah, yes we do. That's why we played that song at the beginning. You know, I do want to make clear on something. I mean, we are an inspirational show, and we try to do our best to make people feel better. But sometimes in order to feel better, you got to get the bad crap out. And that's kind of what we do, is we work through stuff. You and me, we work through a lot of garbage on this show. And, you know, sometimes we find ourselves running away from the people that we are, the people we want to be, or who we thought we were. And I think that happens with being overwhelmed. And being overwhelmed is so easy in this day and age because there's so much going on. You know, we talk about it all the time, all the different things. I mean, it's like when from the moment you wake up, you're going to the moment that you go to bed. You have responsibilities. You have things you have to do. You have to run from one thing to the next. You have to make sure that you go to your job because you have to pay your bills. So you have a roof over your head. You have food on your plate, clothes on your back, all that stuff. And it all gets kind of overwhelming because then once in a while you get a curveball thrown in. Maybe your car has an issue. You have a flat tire. Oh, it just broke down on the side of the road. Maybe your kid got thrown out of school because he started a fight with someone. Maybe your other kid got sick and threw up in class, so they want you to get him out of there. So you have to stop everything you're doing and find a way to get back on the path. And maybe you might have a project that you're working on and then your boss gives you two more. You know, it's always something that happens. The thing is, it's very easy to go down a negative path, especially if we start failing. And I don't want to say the word failing because, you know, one of the things I think we've learned on the show together is that failure only happens when you stop. But if you keep going and you keep moving, you're not failing. You're just moving and you're just having a rough patch. You're hitting a rough patch. But the problem with a lot of people is when they're going through these rough patches, sometimes you have to understand that the rough patch could last longer than 5 minutes. And I think what we like to say is we have to get out of trouble right away. We need to make sure that we put the pieces in the puzzle right away. Because if we don't put the pieces in the puzzle, it's all going to fall apart. But you know what? When you think of puzzles, they take a while to put together, don't they? Sometimes they take a very long time. There might be 1,000 pieces, maybe 10,000, and you just have to figure it out. But we sometimes just get so wrapped up about the result, and we just think of one word to explain our situation, and that one word is... Yeah, we go pretty dark, don't we? Feels like the world is ending sometimes because you've got so many issues, so many problems just racking up. You can't really live your day in and day out, right? But sometimes we just have to take a breath and we have to move through it. And no, it's temporary. It's not forever, right? Just get ready to scream. We'll be right back. Yeah, we feel a little overwhelmed sometimes. It's just natural to feel that way. Just to understand that everything stacks up on you and you just start get feelings. You start catching all these kind of feelings, right? You start feeling about what's going to happen if I don't get this done. What's going to happen if what's going to happen if people look at me funny? I'm going to make an embarrassment of myself. All these bad thoughts come in our head. And it's because what we do is we end up living in our head. You know, we, like the first song, getting away, falling away from me, we start falling away from ourselves and we start going right into our head, right into Disneyland, right where we can think of all these wonderful thoughts, the drama, the separation, the all that stuff. And it gets pretty lethal, you know? And we gotta be careful. We don't want to go to that place. No, we don't. Just take a breath. Breathe through it. And stay in the moment.
Feel my lungs with problems. Feel my brain with drama. From my past, I have all this trauma. Getting cash off the racks on my problems.
But it don't work. No, it won't work out.
But it don't work. No, it won't work out.
But it don't work.
Now the pain's worse.
Yeah, it's gon' hurt.
Hope it all works out. I'm stuck in my head too much. I'm stuck in my head. I'm stuck in my head too much. Trying to see where I fell from. Feels like I'm in Belgium. Shibuya to Belgium. Yeah, I seen it all. Came a long way walking limp from a crawl. I'm trapped in my head too much. I'm trapped in my head. I'm trapped in my head too much. They wonder why I get high so much. They wonder why I get high so much. It's because I'm trapped in my head too much. I'm trapped in my head. Feel my lungs with problems. Feel my brain with drama. From my past, I have all this trauma. Getting cash off the racks on my problems.
Don't work. No, it won't work out.
But it don't work. No, it won't work out.
But it don't work.
Now the pain's worse.
Yeah, it's gon' hurt.
Hope it all works out. Broken machine, no, it won't work. But I get cash, so she gon' twerk. Heartbreak hotel, leave a hurt. Cause I've been hurt, had a hole first. In my chest, it made my life lifeless.
My God, how could this happen?
Losing my traction. I'm stuck in my head too much. I'm stuck in my head. I'm trapped and I can't run in my head. Feel my lungs with problems. Feel my brain with drama. From my past, I have all this trauma. Getting cash off the racks on my problems.
But it don't work. No, it won't work out.
But it don't work. No, it won't work out.
But it don't work.
Now the pain's worse.
Yeah, it's gon' hurt.
Hope it all works out.
You know, that's the thing. Sometimes we have to look at our problems just as what they are, the problems, the things that happen in our life. And it, we tend to make them worse in our head. Our brain can be such an SOB because our brain really, I guess it's fierce is the best word for me to use. It will, it stacks things up. You know what I mean? It kind of stacks it. And that's what I talked about, the responsibilities. And, you know, in that last song by Juice WRLD, rest in peace, I just, you get that sense that he wanted to give up in that song. Like, he just didn't know how everything was going to go. He just kind of said, I hope it works out. And that's great. But the problem is hoping it works out and knowing it's going to work out. How do you find that? You know, sometimes when we talk about all that kind of stuff, we kind of call it toxic positivity. When someone tells you, oh, just, you know, it'll be fine. Just don't worry about it. It's really like toxic. Because to get to that place of understanding the value of impermanence, it's a tough battle. It's hard. Trying to find where that happy balance is, it's not easy for everybody. It takes a long time of practice. I am still struggling with it, and I am still practicing it. Yes, I've gotten better, but that's what we talk about here on Breathe and Bounce, is practice means progression. Practice means progress, right? Not perfection, progression. So we have to just keep working, right? We just keep working on understanding that every situation in our life is kind of like a block. And what are you going to do with that block in your way? Are you going to just sit there and look at it? Are you going to try to break it? Because you can't break a block, right? But what you can do is you can do your best to move it out of the way. You can just throw it somewhere where it may never be found again. Maybe if you're in karate, you can block it, break the block. But, you know, it's just, we all have to just remember that this is a process. Life is a process. And in processes, things do go wrong. And there are things that go wrong in everybody's life. But it's also about the perception. You can look at the perception of your life that you just hit a hiccup, or you can have that viewpoint that you're falling down and that you're never getting back up and everything is over with. You can do that, but in the end, how does that benefit you? How does it benefit your loved ones? How does it benefit everyone around you? Do you feel like it's helpful? Is it easier? Sure. But maybe, just maybe, instead of falling, you can work on rising. Trying to find that way to just stand up instead of staying seated. Thank you. So you have to reach out to your mind and tell your mind you're acting like an idiot. You know, that's the thing is we don't understand how many times we put so much garbage into our brain because we're so freaked out about whatever the situation is. And it's easy to do that. And, you know, we always talk on this show about the easy thing and the hard thing. We talked, I think it was maybe a week or two ago, how much easier it is to be judgmental, but how much harder it is to look past everything, how hard it can be to take a different path, to take a different look, maybe really look deeply in someone's situation and do it with love and kindness rather than just being quick like that. And that's the thing about us. We do the same thing to ourselves. We can be so hard and judgmental on ourselves that we will end up putting ourselves in a tailspin. I do it a lot. I mean, I used to do it a lot more than I do now. But I mean, there'll be times where, especially when it comes to work, I mean, I will have a day where tasks just line up over and over again. And I start, again, I'm never going to get this done. Wow, this is just too much. Oh, the company's not going to stand up anymore. The drivers are all going to be mad at me. The clients are going to dump me. I'm going to have no company. I'm going to be homeless because I can't pay my bills and because I can't keep the company open. Do you see that? In the matter of 30 seconds, I just came up with like 9 negative thoughts. That's how easy it is. That's how easy it is to be negative. That's how easy it is to go into doomsday. You know, doomsday, if you think about it, what is doomsday? Doomsday is essentially the end of the world, right? If we really peel back the layers and take a look at our stuff, is it really the end of the world? No. No, I don't think it is. And I'm not trying to invalidate anyone. I'm not trying to make anyone feel like garbage. I'm just saying it's not the end of the world. The end of the world is when you look outside and you see a mushroom cloud and you're expecting like flames to come your way and blow you up, that would be the end of the world. You laying in a hospital bed, being told that your organs are all shutting down and you don't have a chance to live, that's the end of the world. You have your breath. You can do anything. That's the thing that's so beautiful about breath. Breath is our greatest weapon against so many of the obstacles we face every day. Remember that our mind creates some of those obstacles. Our mind creates a lot of the suffering we go through. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that here in just a little bit. I just want to take a quick reminder to let you know on May 19th of this year, between 12 and 4, at the Bartlett Log Cabin, we will be having our first live experience. It is Experience One, The Arrival. It is going to be our first retreat, mini retreat, if you will. And it is going to be very fun. We're going to do a yoga practice. Andre Peraza is going to be bringing his gongs and his bowls, and he's going to be doing some sound therapy. We're also going to do a meditation and a little journaling exercise, and I'll have a little snack for you guys to eat along with a little goodie bag. If you want to get more information on how you can attend, please go to the website breatheandbounce.com. That is in Bartlett, Illinois. So if you're listening to this show from England, I don't think you're going to want to fly in a plane to come to Bartlett to do it. But if you want to, please feel free. I would love to have you. But it's going to be a wonderful experience. It's going to be different from most retreats. I want it to be something memorable. I want it to be something wonderful, and I am working very hard on that. Plus, don't forget, on breatheandbounce.com, you can also check out the Gratitude Chronicles, which is my weekly column, and you can even get yourself some essential oils if you want. Lots of things going on in breatheandbounce.com these days. We are going to delve a little bit more into this topic, and maybe we will learn how we can return to serenity right here on Breathe and Bounce.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce. We'll be right back.
That's what we had to do. Find a way to return to serenity. Serenity. What exactly is serenity? Well, I will give you a definition in the dictionary. In case you don't, you might have your own version of serenity. You know, what is serenity to you? What do you think serenity is, you know? Well, we're going to find out. What exactly is serenity? Serenity. Definition. The definition of serenity is the state of being calm, peaceful, and untroubled. An oasis of serenity amidst a bustling city. How do you find serenity? That's a good question, isn't it? Well, I think if you go to the Blue Lotus Temple enough and you listen to Bhante Sajatha, he will tell you. You find happiness through what you do. You find your happiness and you create your suffering. That's the thing is, I think once you learn in your life that you've got control over a lot of the things that you don't have control over, that's when you find your peace. That's when you find your, that's when you find everything. And I think, once again, it's difficult work. People don't understand how hard that is. People look at it, like I said, as I talked about earlier, people talk about the toxic positivity, right? And it can be that. But a lot of people that say that are the ones that really don't want to do the work. Because you have to do the work. You have to find your way out of doomsday. Because you created doomsday. You created this thing. Because perspective, at the end of the day, is what matters. What your perspective is on any kind of situation, anything that's happening in your life, is going to be the thing that makes it manageable or unmanageable. We will tell ourselves 1 million stories to convince ourselves that this mountain is too high to climb. This problem is too much for us to fathom. And trust me, I am not sitting here telling you that I don't do this, because I do. I've got situations going on in my life that I feel are mountains that are impossible to climb. But I've kind of just let it go at this point, and I'm just riding the wave and seeing where it goes next, because that's my choice. I am choosing to let it go for now. I am choosing not to put too much into it, because I have no control over the outcome of that situation. I have no control on how the people on the other end are going to react. All I can do is control my response to them. All I can do is control how I behave. All I can do is focus on how I want to elevate myself. All I can do are those things. So I'm going to stick with what I know and what I can do, rather than trying to find a way to change everything, control everything. Once upon a time in my life, I did that. I tried to control every aspect in my life. I was very controlling in my relationship, very controlling. It's very unattractive when you're with someone that's uncontrolling, so I was pretty unattractive. You have to just find a way to understand that control is, quite frankly, somewhat of an illusion. And the reason why I say that is because you have to understand the premise behind control. It is to make something happen. And you can make something happen as long as you are not trying to make it happen to someone else that has the ability to make something happen. So if you're going to try to control people, you're going to lose every time. Sure, you might be able to bully. You might be able to intimidate. You might be able to scare someone. You might be able to do all this stupid crap. And at the end of the day, you're not going to, people are either going to do one or two things. They're going to run away from you, or they are going to cower down and give you a temporary sense of control because they don't want to piss you off. But that's not true control, and it's definitely not love, and it's definitely not healthy, and it's definitely not wholesome. And what we are doing by doing so is we are pushing other people into doomsday. That's been the big theme of today's show, doomsday. Because I think that's what happens when we feel like we've got so much problems in our life, we feel like we're in doomsday. And as I said earlier on, doomsday means the end of the world, basically. Can we find a way to not let the battles, the problems, the struggles we have in life not be the end of the world unless they actually mean it is the end of the world? If it is something doing with our health, if we are fighting some kind of a disease, I get it. Okay. If we are trying to mourn the loss of a loved one, I get it. There's some things in life that are going to feel really crummy, are going to feel really bad. But the end game is not always defeat. You can walk through life thinking that the end game is defeat if you'd like, if that's how you want to, you know, if that's the way you want to see things, that's fine. You have that right. You can do that. But it's better, in my opinion, to try to just be part of solutions instead of problems. It is, I believe, you need to just find ways to connect with people. We've lost that. We don't have that, you know, there's that connection. And when you start finding ways to connect to people, things get a little easier because then you have support. Then you have love. You're not by yourself. You're not alone. You can do it. And I know it sounds like a fantasy world, but once again, it takes work, it takes practice, and it takes time. You have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to get over those social anxiety barriers that might be stopping you. You have to find ways. It's one of the reasons why I love yoga so much, because it helps you push through. You find comfort in the discomfort of life doing yoga. And the life that you, the things you do on the mat equate to the life you live outside of it. So you can't give up. You got to keep trying and get yourself away from doomsday.
Everyone is walking on the edge of life, like the ghost of a shadow, barely alive. Even time's in a rush, but it's going nowhere. Everyone's connected, but no one is connecting. The human element has long been missing. Tell me, have you seen it?
just a friendly face. You can trust to be there. Aren't you afraid to be known and not be a stranger? Oh. 'Cause everyone's connected, but no one is connecting. The human element has long been missing.
We're not connecting. That's what she said. We're not connecting. That's okay. We just have to work on, once again, lowering the noise, turning down the volume. And once again, that takes a lot of practice. I know that a lot of people think that, Michael, you're just talking a lot of nonsense. This is stuff that I've been practicing for the last year at least. I would say I am really working at it hard the last few months. I had an incident happen to me that put me in a bad place, and it showed me that I was hitting bottom in my life and I was headed towards doomsday. My mind thought I was in doomsday. Now I know that I have the capability to not experience it. I have the capability to know that the way I approach things, the way I look at things, the way I react to things is going to determine the outcome. And my problem is there are people that I am very emotionally committed to that I don't know how to temper my reaction, but I'm working on it. I think we all just want to be validated and we all just want to feel loved and we all want to feel something. But I just know that at the end of the day, we think of dreams. We think of places. We think of moments. We can have all those moments and we can have all that stuff. But we have to be able to just open our mind and understand love.
And in my mind, in my head, this is where we all came from. The dreams we have, the love we share, this is what we're waiting for. This is what we're
It's what we're waiting for. It's what we're waiting for. We're waiting for it all. The only way we can stop waiting is if we continue to work in ourselves. If we continue to find love for ourselves. We find ways to show ourselves love, whether it be self-care, whether it be giving yourself 10,000 affirmations a day. You have to find that love for yourself. And you know, sometimes when you've done a lot of bad things in your life, someone like me, who has not always, you know, done things the right way, but I'm trying to work towards making things better. I am working towards trying to do the best I can. And that's all we can do. At the end of the day, as long as we're trying, that's all that matters. We're going to take a short little meditation here for a frequency I found for the root chakra. Because I think for what we've talked about, the root chakra is your safety center. So just close your eyes and feel the vibrations as we work to open that root chakra. Hope you just had a moment there to think, to feel, to understand that this is your battle. And it is a battle you can win. It's a battle with your mind. I fight the battle with my mind at least 20 times a day. I don't always win, but I do win at least once a day. And that's why I'm still here. And you can do it too. As a reminder, www.breatheandbounce.com. Check out on May 19th, Experience One, The Arrival. It's going to be a wonderful yoga retreat. We're going to have a lot of great things happening there. We're going to have some meditation, some journaling. We're going to give you a great yoga practice, and we're going to give you a sound bath. For more details, go to breatheandbounce.com. Thank you so much for listening this week. I really hope you find a way to turn that volume down. May you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Namaste.